program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Get no supper tonight. A lot of people won't get no justice tonight. And the battle is getting hard in this Irish Armageddon tonight. A lot of people won't get no justice tonight. Remember to kick it over. No one will guide you on Gideon
Time Funhouse Seekers. That was The Clash, and hey, I'm always willing to listen to a dead guy when he's offering me advice. Armageddon time indeed. But that turns out to be a keynote speech for tonight's topic. Oh yes, this is yet another installment of my rusting on my laurels tour. You know, some of the shows I've done for Bob's Slacktime Funhouse are still darn fresh when you get down to it. Parts of number 111 here are downright crispy. Considering it was done back in February of 1996, that's surprising. But yeah, why don't we while away some idle time with Apocalypse Saturday Night. Ready? 3, 2, 4, 1.
All right, places everybody. Rehearsal for the Apocalypse, take 5.
Hello, and welcome for another of WEBN's weekly rehearsals for the Apocalypse, brought to you by your emergency broadcast system. During the rehearsal, we ask you not to panic or get out of your seat. Remember, this is not really Armageddon. It's only in your radio. If it were real, you'd know it. Okay, I think we're all set. Here we go.
Oh, hi, guys, boys. Sorry I'm so late. I was at the Gingrich's Enema party and lost track. Hey, what's this new switch here?
Just to say, you can't still play safe tonight. No way to run, no time to drive.
That loin-shattering sinkhole of spiritual venom, your sinister minister, the Reverend Susie the Floozy, with a rehearsal for the onrushing apocalypse which we're all going to have to deal with, even the privileged card-carrying subgeniuses among us. Oh, there's still 2.5 years shopping time before the end times, but there's a chance some sheet-wearing idiot with a few rogue warheads and an itchy trigger finger could throw us off of our schedule. Forewarned is forearmed and three-fisted. Oh, this is a crucial disorientation session for global apocalypse. But don't worry, seekers. I'm armed with mega tonnage of slack for all of you. I've got a pink-seeking missile aimed at all your woes. And tonight we're going to vaporize those suckers with a divine scathing grace of fog. Ooh, whoa, it's hot as south hell in here tonight, even with the WREK Atlanta studio reactor disarmed. Ooh, there are visible waves coming off of this pile of albums and cassettes. It's glowing so brightly that I had to turn out the lights and put my shades on. Oh, I don't care, though. I'm getting out of this radiation-proof bikini. Oh, it's just scratchy double-ply aluminum foil anyway. Oh, I suggest you make yourselves comfortable, too, dear listeners. Because while I've never been X-rayed, I sure have been ultraviolated. Oh, but I'm getting a maximum radio overdose of toxic gamma rays here at the control panels tonight, Seekers. And I know you are, too. So go ahead, inch as close to the speakers as you dare, and fall into my virtuous reality. Come on, get a toxic tan with a flues as we stretch out on the blistering beaches of the French fried Riviera. Sip a refreshing Malaysian Mai Tai as the saucers swoop from the skies, picking off the pinks around us like screaming seagulls scavenging rancid garbage. Have an atomic bomb pop and greet the apocalypse with popsicle lips. Ain't this a lot? Ba-ba-ba-boom! Ooh! Armageddon excited just thinking about it.
Last act. The end. This is where we all came in. The final apocalypse is when every man sees what he sees, feels what he feels, hears what he hears. The creatures of all your dreams and nightmares are right here, right now, solid as they ever were or ever will be. Electric vitality of careening subways, faster, 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 stations flash by in a blur. Tan god of panic whips screaming crowds as millions of faces look up at the torn sky. Off the track, off the track.
World leaders are looking for something drastic to happen soon. Some call it the end of the world, others the world's greatest war, and still others the coming again of the Lord Jesus Christ. Teller, the father of the atomic bomb, tells us that Russia will be able to destroy us soon. Yuri, the atomic scientist, has a doomsday clock which is now set at 11:58, 2 minutes before midnight. This, of course, has to do with a nuclear holocaust.
All that God is mine. He did what we all must learn to do.
You and you
and you
and you.
Yup.
And cover.
Be sure and remember what Bert the Turtle just did, friends, because every one of us must remember to do the same thing.
Remember what to do, friends. Now tell me right out loud. What are you supposed to do when you see the flash?
Yup. And cover. Duck. And cover. Duck.
This is the song that some of the boys sang as they went bravely off to World War III.
So long, Mom. I'm off to drop the bomb, so don't wait up for me. But while you swelter down there in your shelter, you can see me on your TV, while we're attacking frontally, watch Brinkley and Huntley, describing contrapuntally the cities we have lost. No need for you to miss a minute of the agonizing Holocaust. Yeah! Little Johnny Jones, he was a U.S. pilot, and no shrinking violet, was he? He was mighty proud when World War III was declared. He wasn't scared, no siree. And this is what he said on his way to Armageddon. So long, Mom, I'm off to drop the bomb, so don't wait up for me. But though I may roam, I'll come back to my home, although it may be a pile of debris. Remember, Mommy, I'm off to get a commie, so send me a salami and try to smile somehow. I'll look for you when the war is over, an hour and a half from now.
Let's go. I'm going to Mississippi. You might want to come to so the teachers bothers you. And that cold beer.
Schlemmer is selling a shelter worthy of Kublai Khan's Xanadu Dome. Plushy and swanky with posh anky panky that affluent Yankees can really call home.
Amaker Schlemmer is selling a shelter, a push-button palace, fluorescent repose, electric devices for facing a crisis with frozen fruit ices and cinema shows.
Amaker Schlemmer is selling a shelter, our chromium kitchens and rubber-tile dorms with waterproof portals to echo the chortles of weatherproof mortals in hydrogen storms.
What a great come-to-glory emporium
to enjoy a deluxe moratorium.
Where nuclear heat can beguile the elite
in a creme de la creme crematorium.
Then baby, I can do to you, 'cause I'm a Fujiyama mama, and I'm just about to throw my top. Fujiyama, yama, Fujiyama. And when I start erupting, ain't nobody gonna make me stop. I drank a quart of sake, smoked dynamite, I chased it with the backy, and then shoot out the light, 'cause I'm a Fujiyama mama, and I'm just about to throw my top. Fujiyama, yama, Fujiyama.
Cities and mountains and seas into the void. Spinning faster and faster as days and nights flash by like subway stations. Iron penis chimneys ejaculate blue sparks in a reek of ozone. Tunnels crunch down teeth of concrete and steel, flattening cars like beer cans. Graffiti through glass and steel like acid races across the sky in tornadoes of flaming colors. Cherry pickers with satin brushes big as a door inch through Wall Street, leaving a vast souvenir postcard of the Grand Canyon. Water trucks slosh out paint. Outlaw painters armed with paint pistols paint everything and everyone in reach. Survival artists, paint cans strapped to their backs, grenades at their belts, paint anything and anybody within range. Skyriders dogfight, collide, and explode. Telephone poles dance electric jigs in swirling, crackling wire. Neon explosions and tornadoes flash through ruined cities. Volcanoes spew molten colors as the earth's crust buckles, splinters into jigsaw pieces.
blood, fire, and pillars of smoke. The exact effects of a nuclear blast. Zephaniah 1:18, the whole land shall be devoured by the fire of his jealousy. Malachi 4:1, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven. Revelation 8:7, a third part of the trees was burned, all green grass was burned, and I want to pause there for a moment, because it says a third part of the earth was burned.
It's just me again, your spiritual wet nap, Reverend Susie the Floozy. And, ooh, I'm feeling cooler since my hair fell out. Can't tell if I'm getting much of a tan yet. These theta rays are real hard on the old peepers. But hey, if crispness is any indication, I'll be looking fine and foxy by the end of the show. But that's if we can survive, Seekers, because there are constantly forces at work striving to bring about the end of the world as we or anyone or anything knows it. Even now, independent of each other, countless conspiracies are plotting just how and when to immanentize the eschaton. And hey, when you get down to it, I'm all for it any way it can happen. Because whether fried by the X's or the pinks, it would be the greater planetary mercy. Because only global incineration can sterilize this reeking, stinking catbox Earth. Oh, sometimes, Seekers, I swear I don't think I can make it till X Day. Oh, but stop me before I pick up a hope habit like some people. Micro, phallus, intellectual vermin like those L5 society losers are banking on technology to save their larded asses. Ha! Who are they kidding? Oh, because of technology, they can't get out of their barca loungers to walk to the TV to change channels anymore. They sure as hell won't be dragging their flabby pink butts off the planet before our Armageddon shows up. Oh, but as for me, there yet glimmers hope in my bosom. Oh, wait, it's just a crusty old sequin. Oh, but still, I'm feverishly scanning the horizon for the three stooges of the apocalypse. And there they are, with a fourth stooge, Bob. Oh, hey, I'm copping a walk big time. For I shall ascend up into the heavens in the glory of Bob. All the pinks are too busy frying in their own rancid fat to look up my skirt. Oh, I shall be ruptured up into the escape vessels of the sex goddesses and smothered with mounds of warm, squishy slack. Yea, though I walk through the valley of duh, I shall fear no weasels, because Bob is with me, and I can tell by the lump in his pants that I've got protection. Protection that money can buy. Oh yes, the Church of the Subgenius dispenses better protective devices than Schmidt Laboratories, kids. You can get that crucial life-saving information from the source itself. The radiation-proof subterranean bunkers of the Church of the Subgenius compound. Just write to Bob. P.O. Box
204206, Austin,
Texas, 78720. And hey, lead shielding can't protect you from the X's death rays, but a tiny pasteboard membership card can provide full-body protection from the Yakutizma itself. Yes. Oh, my other car is an Exus escape vessel, and you're not on it.
Atomic flesh to loop. Atomic flesh tubes. Atomic flesh do. 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 Le diabolo, le gigolo, le pyromane, that's cocaine, im schönen Wien, le futuriste, le extremiste. Atomic flesh to loop. Atomic flesh to. Atomic flesh to. Kalahari, hara hara, tiri tiri, tiri hara. Atomic flesh to loose. Atomic flesh to loose. Atomic flesh to. Atomic flesh to. Atomic flesh to loose. Les assassins, le mannequin, le diabolo, le gigolo, le pyromane. Sagte einfach
Babylon will fall.
Commander, Stanger and Gregory, they got away. They got away in the XR-6.
Yes, Happy. And the XR is carrying 6 missiles.
Yeah, but Commander, they're not complete warheads. They can't do much damage.
Not in themselves, maybe, but you're forgetting. The building down the street isn't an atom bomb.
Be sure to see what happens when Buzz and Happy find themselves in the middle of a situation involving the Space Patrol, the Army, and the atom bomb. Next week on Space Patrol.
Oh, nuts.
Say goodbye to the world as you know it.
What?
Say goodbye to...
Neutron bombs and chemical food. Coward politics and men on the moon. Murder and rape and chemical waste. Pollution and death. Home of the brave. Racism, television, corporate God. Polyurethane breakfast for Michael Brunch. Insipid ideas and conformity rules. Collapsing cities, archaic schools. There's a world new tomorrow. Say goodbye to the
I got 13 cases of Perrier. Don't go down to the shelter with anyone else but me. I'll be down to see you in the fallout shelter, baby. Civil defense with you seems mighty grand. You put on your glad rags and we'll dance around the sandbags while the Geiger counters click to beat the band. We'll get comfy and cozy. After 7 years we'll be common law, man and wife. I guess what it is I'm trying to ask you is, what are you doing the rest of plutonium half-life?
Everybody else wants a big celebration, just wanna get some radiation. All this talk about the contamination. Wanna be in a government explosion. Everybody else wants a big celebration, just wanna get some. Spin their colors in head heaven's gray. Star signs dim from their endless whirl delight. The cold shine of steel finds fleshly beds of clay. While silent fog sings its song to the night. Each new Sandman showers his phantom-like dreams as eyes see eyes in the whirl of a room. Black rolling rounds groove to tragedy's theme. In the city, in the kingdom of gloom, will you lend your gentle pity to this very haunting city that lies deep within the realm of the kingdom known as doom?
Okay, is anyone here not a downer? Anyone?
Oh, 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 you'll see it, she lies in
Oh, dust gets in everything. Oh, let's get some credits out, Seekers. Oh, let's see. We heard Oingo Boingo with No One Lives Forever. Then Victory at Sea, Volume 3, Champagne Music for Dancing. That was William S. Burroughs with his Apocalypse Rant. Jack Van Impey, World War III by the Suburbs. That A-bomb calling thing was from the Congress of Wonders. Duck and Cover from TV Hits. Tom Lehrer with So Long Mom, I'm Off to Drop the Bomb. Another World War III, this by Root Boy Slim. And then the Chad Mitchell Trio with Rhymes for the Irreverent. Fujiyama Mama by that yelling Cat in Heat Wanda Jackson. And then Litmus Green, Nukem Slowly. Dr. Von Steiner by Yellow. Atomic Flash Deluxe by Nina Hagen. Space Patrol, The Plasmatics. Fallout Shelter by Tom Fenton and the Ice Nine. RF with I Want to Have a Nuclear Reaction. Suburban Lawns with Janitor. Kingdom of Doom, Norwegian Wood by Richard Christensen.
Waltzing is running, children were running. We found you hiding, we found you lying. Walter was running, children were running. We found you hiding.
And this is Susie and the Banshees with Cities in Dust, which is just what we're going to wind up with the day after X-Day, Seekers. We're going to be wrapping it up with a pit by the Dead Milkmen. Forgetting about you unsaved souls out there. There is an end times exercise for the man of extinction so that you'll look your best come X Day. So come on, let's try this. Hands on hips, feet apart, okay? Ready? Let's go. Bend over, guy, and kiss your ass goodbye. Bend over, guy, and kiss your ass goodbye. Bend over, guy, and kiss your ass goodbye.
All the things that see, the kind of thing happens in the past. Fine rehearsal comes to an end. Your local broadcasters, in cooperation with the FCC, have developed these rehearsals for Armageddon in the event of the real thing. In that event, we'd tell you where to tune for official information and the latest scores. This concludes this week's Apocalypse Rehearsal on WBBN. We'd like to thank the superpowers and their current nuclear policies, without whom these rehearsals would not be necessary.